the Business is brought to you by Audible.com.
Everybody, and welcome to Married with a Business. I'm Craig.
And I'm Allison.
And we're Married with a Business. We're here to share tips, tricks, stories of what it's like to own and operate a business together and raise children and have a house and live together 24/7.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It is wonderful. You know, maybe there's some days that aren't, but there are most days that are.
Yeah, so Craig, we are back after a longer hiatus than we had anticipated.
Yeah, it's been about 4 months since we've done an episode, 3.5 months. And it just, you know, I think it's a couple of things. One is we, our last episode was in November, and that November, December is just a crazy time of year, which we usually take off.
Right.
But we usually try to get back at the beginning of January, and we didn't this year.
No, there's just a lot of things going on between the holidays and our applying for high schools, and we had some family things, and so I think every week it just got to be a little bit too much, and this is a hobby, so it got pushed to the back burner because we had to prioritize.
Yeah, I mean, I think just like anything else in life, sometimes life pops up and gets in the way. And I think that that's what happened with us over the past few months of trying to get episodes together. We actually have like 6 or 7 ideas and notes and everything ready for episodes. We just couldn't get the time or allocate the time or the emotional effort to be able to sit down and do it.
And that's okay, because don't forget, when you're running a business and running a family, you can't be all things to all people. You have to be who you are and do what you can do. And sometimes saying no or not right now is okay.
So we're back. We're committed. We're starting season 7 here, our 7th kind of block of shows. And we're excited to be back sharing some things about what's been going on in our business and some things that we do, talking to other people about their businesses here, and just kind of giving you our story as we go along.
Yeah. So what I had next for us to talk about was our annual meeting. So every year, it's always a good idea. Doesn't matter when you do it. We typically do it in the fall to sit down and kind of look over your company and what's working and what's not. And so today, that's what I wanted to talk about, because when I put these notes together, that's what we were in the process of doing, was working on planning our annual meeting.
Now, Allison, we're a multi-generational business. Your grandfather started the business 65 years ago. You took it over from your father in the early 2000s. Annual meetings were always a thing of the past in the business?
No. You and I started doing them probably, 10, 12 years ago now. Mm-hmm. It was a suggestion from somebody in one of our mastermind groups. They, at the time, would take a weekend and go away, just the two of them, every year and work through what they call their SOAP, their sales, owner, admin, and production. And so we kind of started with that model, and now it has grown because we have grown, probably because we do things like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think the very first time we did it, we did go away, which we don't do as much as we used to, but we did go away for a weekend, and we had a whole list of things to talk about, kind of organized. We kind of had an agenda together that first year, but realizing now, and I think it was prior to this last one we did, or maybe sometime last year, we went back and looked at a couple of those original like notes and stuff. And it helped us also. I mean, and one thing, I like history. Like, I like keeping notes from the past. We use the Full Focus Planner, and sitting behind me right now is about 4 years of Full Focus Planners. And I like going back because it also like gives you a little bit of perspective of how much we have grown and have changed since that very first one.
Yeah, I think sometimes you think that you're never making progress, and then you look back and you see how much progress you've made in a short period of time. But again, like with your kids growing up, you don't see it in the day-to-day of what they're doing. So what we do now is, when we were small and it was just the two of us, we did it just the two of us. And as our team grew and our leadership grew, we started adding more components to it. So now our team is about 12 full-time employees, and we take those key people and we do a full day where we include them in the process as well.
Yeah, I think that, you know, after probably doing it on our own for about 5 years where it was just the two of us, we realized that there were other people that were starting to be key decision makers in the business, or at least on portions of the business.
And implementers.
And implementers, yeah. So we thought it was time to bring some of them in. So we started with really our key manager who kind of runs our production side of our business. And we kind of, you know, grew it from there. And it's kind of funny because I think over the past 3 years, we've decided it's not just one meeting anymore.
Right. So what we do is we start with kind of our core team, and we do a one day workshop seminar with them. And I pick a different kind of topic to challenge us. So for a long time, we did the SWOT: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. This year, we talked about looking at it from a different point of view: friction, what is causing friction with our team and with our clients, which we'll talk about in another episode. And then we also include that kind of big topic, but an educational component, a team building component, lunch, just to kind of make sure that we're hitting all of the bases with them.
Yeah. And so I guess the first thing to talk about is when you're starting, because I like the way that we do it now, which is we start with the whole team. And then after we do the whole team, we do a key manager's meeting. And then after we do the key manager's meeting, we do just you and I.
Right.
And it kind of helps us streamline. Here are the ideas that came from the whole team. Here are the ideas that the key managers are kind of dealing with. And it allows you and I then at the end to go, okay, here's budgetary stuff. Here's what we will implement. Here's what may not happen. You know, those kind of things. But let's talk about for that big meeting where we have the whole team or a good portion of the team there. Talk about how you help prepare the team to be and get ready for that meeting.
Right. Good. Okay. So once I figure out what my plan and my agenda is, I put together a prep packet for them. And I give it to them at least 2 weeks before the meeting. And the packet helps them prepare for a successful day, right? I give them the agenda, I give them the timeline, and I give them some worksheets that they can fill out over those 2 weeks to take some time and think about the team and where we're being successful and where we could be more successful or efficient. And I ask them to come prepared, having pre-filled out that worksheet.
Yeah. So then the idea is they fill out the worksheet. And this year we had, you know, questions about, you know, the challenges with our clients. And so that way we all got to sit down together and then kind of everybody shared their notes that they had. You kind of sort of lead, you and I together sort of lead, and everybody shares, you know, kind of what they have from there.
Yeah. And I try to set the boundaries and the expectation that this is a time for sharing. It's not a time for blaming. It's not a time to take things personally. It's a time to be open and honest about what we think is working and what we think isn't with each other, with systems, and so that we can get better. It's not a bitch session. It's not a blame game. The whole goal of it is to make the team better. And hopefully we are continuing to have a culture on our team that people feed into that and they don't feel like they're being attacked one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do it on a day. We try to do it on a daily basis. Like, it does us no good to client bash. Like, it does us no good to put the blame. You know, we're dealing with it with certain clients at times where you're like, okay, what could we have done different to prevent this? Either firing that client and not taking that client on, or managing that client differently from the get-go, or setting our expectations differently. And so those are all sort of things that, you know, we kind of try to manage and control during that meeting is everybody's sort of emotional level. Because it's easier, I think, for us as owners and entrepreneurs to look inward and be like, okay, this is what we did wrong. We need to fix it, right? I think it's sometimes harder for employees, especially in that setting, to sit there and say, hey, you know what? Here's what I did wrong. Here's what we did wrong as a team. We should change it. So that's a lot of what we try to do in that meeting is pull that out of them.
Right. And so some of the things I ask, no matter what the big topic is there kind of is a page on self-reflection. And I ask them to think about how have they grown as a teammate or a person in the last year? what's the best thing that has happened in the last 90 days? And they can put personal or professional, something about the team. It's just a one. I want to know when you say that, what pops into their head. What do they think is working in our company? What do they think could be improved in our company? And what are their expectations of the day that we're together? And that's how we start our day, is everybody, I have everybody go around and share that. And I especially want to hear what their expectation is, because that helps me adjust as we go through the day.
And one thing I think we learned after the first time that we did one of these with the whole team was, as we try to put a little bit more of the meat and potatoes in the first half of the day. So we set those expectations. And then that first half of the day before lunch, we try to get through the thing, I guess, you know, you and I obviously have a conversation before the meeting. What are our goals for the meeting? What do we want to hear from our team? And we try to get through a lot of that stuff before lunch, because usually after lunch, it starts to, you know, everybody's energy starts to dip a little bit. So we want to try to keep and get all that information on the first half.
It's heady. It's emotional. But I think that the team is always better for it afterwards.
So we kind of do that, and then we bring in lunch, second half of the day. This year, by the way, we brought in lunch, and we had a new – I really liked what we did this year, which is the theme, one of the overarching themes, or one of the – that we tried to use for the whole thing was Ted Lasso, the television show from Apple TV. So a couple of our team members had never seen the show. A couple had. So what we decided to do, and this was kind of on the fly, we decided, hey, at lunch, we're going to sit down and eat lunch together. Let's watch an episode. Let's watch the first episode of Ted Lasso.
Yeah. So I built an opening that was kind of just like lessons for leadership learned from Ted Lasso. And I gave everybody little Believe keychains as a way to have it stick with us throughout the year. And it worked really well, except for the people who hadn't necessarily seen the show didn't resonate as much.
Right. And if you haven't seen Ted Lasso, you know, from a leadership perspective, from a learning leadership perspective, there are some very interesting themes in the television show that could relate to being a leader with your team's, you know, different personalities that you may have on your team on a day-to-day basis. So anyways, we watched the video, and then a second half of the day we did a team. You also plan a team building exercise as well.
Yep. So this year we did a Lego competition. We are residential remodelers, so I broke everybody up into teams of two, and they had 45 minutes, I think, to design and build a Lego house that could they had to withstand wind or hold water bottles or something like that.
And you strategically broke the team up into groups, or we did. How?
So that they were working with somebody that they don't typically work with on a daily basis. So I had a production manager with an admin person. I had our bookkeeper with our project manager, I think. So people that they wouldn't naturally gravitate towards.
Yeah. And again, for a couple reasons. One is that, you know, you want everybody to work together and learn to work together no matter what department they're in. And two is exactly the last thing you said, which is like, people who work together, who sit in the same office space together and cubes next to each other, they tend to want to group together. And so this way we didn't let them group together. But I thought it worked really well.
So, Craig, why do you think other people and other couples should do a team meeting or an annual meeting like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think one is a lot of times, especially when you're a couple that own and operate a business together, and you tend to talk about your business a lot, and you tend to have your perspective of what's happening in your business. And even entrepreneurs that don't work in couples, but especially couples, because we'll come home and if it's been a day, we'll sit after dinner and talk about work and talk about what we think. And sometimes we don't hear those perspectives from our team members. So it really gives you the opportunity to not be, let them say what they need to say.
And I try to facilitate and listen and write the notes up all on the big boards and not talk back in this day.
Yeah. And I think sometimes the hardest thing for you and I is not to be offended during these days, or not to be Offended may not be the right word, but to be frustrated by the things that they are bringing up.
Because sometimes employees don't understand the decision-making process or how business actually works. But I think for me, why it's important is because one thing that people who have left our company come back and say is, I didn't realize how much of a voice you gave us at the time. I think it's important for everybody to feel heard, even if we're not going to go with their idea or I have to explain the why later because they don't understand the perspective. It gives them a chance to be heard.
So we've done this. And just to kind of wrap up the whole team meeting, at the end of the day, you kind of go back and review everything that we talked about.
Yeah, we do a this is what I heard we say we talked about. This is what I heard our main issues are, so that we can take those and start to fill in our VTO, our vision traction organizer, for the next year, for the next 12 months. So I kind of reiterate. And then I reiterate the things that people said they would do. So I kind of start that action item list as well.
Right. And vision traction organizer, that's part of Gino Wickman's traction. If you haven't checked that out, definitely check that out. Really helps you sort of organize, put your ideas, your goals down on paper so that you achieve them. And then the other thing that we do is during the whole day, if somebody brings up something that is not on topic, we have what we call the parking lot.
Right. And this has been great. So I have a whole nother big piece of paper that's our parking lot. And so we don't get too off topic, we might say, I'll put a pin in that and put it over in the parking lot. And then we make a list of those things, and I leave time at the end of the day to go back and visit them. And they may have been addressed. They may not be relevant anymore. They may be something we talk about or something we put on our plan to talk about outside of the meeting.
Yeah, we have one employee. He's great. He always has ideas and tends to get into the weeds a little bit. So the parking lot's great for him because we go, hey, let's put that in the parking lot. And then at the end of the day, he'll either go, oh, yeah, we talked about that. We got to that, or he'll, you know, or we'll talk about it. So that's a good idea to have that.
I do make sure that we always address the parking lot so people don't think that, oh, every time I say something, they just throw it off as a way to ignore me.
Right. So, but it's a good thing to have. So we've done that meeting. What's our next meeting after that? Usually about a week later.
Yeah. So after that meeting, we schedule for about a week later our meeting with our key managers. And in between, I take all of the notes and data and feedback and kind of compile it into neater things for us to talk about. And then the key managers and I talk about, okay, what were the key things that came up in the big group meeting that we need to dive into a little bit more in the next 12 months?
And that meeting has kind of changed. It's turned more into like a half a day meeting now. It's usually in the office. It's in our conference room. Sometimes we do it offsite. If there's employees that we may have to talk about with our key manager, but it's turned more into a little bit more focused into departments and those goals and those action items.
Correct.
So it used to be a longer meeting, but it's now kind of shrunk down. And then our final meeting, our third and final meeting, is just you and I.
Yeah. And in that we whittle those notes down from the key managers to the things that you and I really think need to be addressed quickly and over the next 12 months, and keep filling in the vision traction organizer and agree to what's going to happen in the next 90 days.
This year, we didn't do great at it this year.
And that's okay.
That's okay. I think that, you know, and we've talked about this. I think we're going to go back to going away for a weekend or for a day or two, because I think that this year we said, hey, you know what? We're doing all this other stuff. We're really busy. We started a little later this year, so we got backed into the holidays. So we didn't go away, and we tried to do it. And we were not as focused as we normally are.
So I will say, what gets scheduled gets done, and you should put your meeting on your calendar now for whenever you want to do it. And you need to step out of your day-to-day, whether that be home or the office.
Well, and I think that was the challenge we had this year. I think we need to go back to going away for a day. we used to, the very first couple of years we did it, we used to go stay at a Homewood Suites. And Homewood Suites, they're not paying us for this. Homewood Suites is one of those extended stay hotels, but they have a bedroom. Generally, they have a bedroom separate from like a kitchenette and living room area. So we kind of had two spaces. We set the living room area up. I think what the problem is that when you do it at the office, obviously it's hard because there's the distractions that are at the office, the phone ringing, somebody knocking in the door and coming to ask you a question. And when you do it at home, there's those same distractions when you have a 10 and 12 year old that you're like, oh, got to go pick the kid up at school. You tell them, hey, go watch TV while we talk. And then they come in there like knock on the door. I'm like, can I get a snack or can we go watch this? Or can I put on YouTube? And you're like, so if you can get away for 48 hours or whatever it is, go to a hotel, get yourself some space, get yourself some quiet time that you can focus just the two of you talking about, you know, all of these action items you need to do.
And when we started, we didn't have the budget to go somewhere fancy. We had contemporaries who were going on high-end weekends into Mexico to do it, and we didn't have that kind of budget. So that's why we stayed in an extended stay hotel within 2 hours of the office. We used the credit card rewards points to cover it, but we worked all day and scheduled to go to dinner. And yeah. So it was a little bit of a date and just trying to be as economical as possible, but get the job done.
Well, and I think, you know, I think for this particularly, I would caution against going somewhere nice like Mexico to a resort, because you're going to want to enjoy the resort and not sit there and talk about what you need to talk about. So if you're in a
industrial park.
Like we did one year. We did one year in Portland, Maine. We drove. Portland, Maine is about 2.5-3 hours from us. We drove to Portland, Maine. We were in an industrial park.
We stopped at Market Basket and got our food.
Yeah, we got a bunch of food. We had food. We made, breakfast was served there. So you had the breakfast there, which is kind of gross if you want my opinion. Like sometimes the breakfast of those places are kind of, but we bought stuff to make sandwiches for lunch or salads, wraps, and then we would go out to dinner.
And far too much ice cream. Don't let Allison buy ice cream at Market Basket when you're doing something like this.
But I think, I will say that it's something we need to be better about doing in the future, because this year it definitely fell through the cracks. And we sat down the other day and I had my notes written on our budget sheet, but we've never sat down and like focused on our budget sheet, you know, that we've put together.
It's one of my favorite things we do all year. And if you're a nerd like I am, I totally see it being your favorite thing. If you're a high I people person, big picture but not detail oriented like Craig, I can see how it can be hard to want to do it. But it really is, especially after we got into a system and when we were doing it consistently, it was really like great feeling to get to that meeting.
Well, and then I think you come out of it with a little bit more energy, a little bit more focus on your business, a little bit more energy. So if you can do that, if you can get away and focus on that, that's great.
So my goal for you today, if you haven't done a planning meeting for this year, get it on the schedule. Even if it's one full day, get it on the schedule, draft out what four main departments you want to talk about: sales, admin, owners, production, and what are the key things that are working and not working, and have us sit down and have an honest conversation and set some 3 to 5 goals. If 12 months from now we have done these things, our company and our relationship will be better for it.
Yeah, definitely do that. And if you have ideas, if you already do one and you're like, oh, I do this, I should tell them, hit us up on social media or on Facebook at BizMarried. Find us Married with a Business on Facebook, or drop us an email. Check out our website, marriedwithabusiness.net, and you can tell us what some of your ideas are. And I will say, for a resource, I think it really changed, especially when we started bringing in the whole team. I think if you haven't already, and I know we've talked about this book before, Traction by Gino Wickman. If you haven't already read that, that is a good place to help you start in organizing the things that you might need to talk about for that meeting.
Yeah. And Gino talks about how to have effective meetings, how to put your vision down in one place, how to talk about accountability. And for me, what most resonated with me was I was doing all of those things in different formats, and it got it into one cohesive chart that we can look at with the team regularly. And I can say, are these still our issues? Are these still our goals? Where do we stand on our action items.
And you know the cool thing about that Gino Wickman book, Allison?
It's available on Audible.
It's available on audible.com, and you get a free 30-day trial on us. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/bizmarried. Sign up there. You get a free 30 days. That could be your free book that you get right there. Gino Wickman's Traction. So we're back. Thanks for your patience. We've been away for a few months, but we're going to try to get a couple episodes out here over the next 3-4 months. If you have any ideas or if you want to talk to us, just look for us on our website, marriedwithabusiness.net. You can find out more about us there and sign up. If you'd like to be a guest, sign up on there. Thanks for listening, everybody. Remember, find us online. And remember, not only is it important to focus on your business, but also your marriage, because we're Married with a Business.